We have done the position of grid in the previous demo. Now, what we're going to do is to arrange the content aligned with the grid. The cool thing about that is we could actually define the grid positioning by creating a series of CSS rules by using all the CSS properties in brand. So, let's get started with. Before I want to get into the detail, I want to actually show you a very cool feature in brand. This is called hide and show. So here, under the game body, we could see there are quite a few components underneath that. Now, I could actually just hide the game title, hide game tagline, hide the settings, stats, and game board. Now you see the artboard is very clean. Afterwards, we could turn on the element one at a time, so it would be easier for us to apply the styles and position all the content into the grid very well. So first, let's start with the game title. So let me show it. Okay, so now we have the game title called Memory. And what we will do is we're going to create a style rule from this element. So now you will see we will have a new property for game title. Next, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the CSS property and then align the title with the grid. So in this case, we're going to set up the grid column is actually 4. And a row, and we also want to make a line to the end. Okay, that's all we need to do for the grid. And the other thing we want to fix is the layout. So we're actually going to go to the layout and set up for the margin. So we're going to actually set up this margin bottom to be -8. Okay. Looks like the game title memory is in good position aligned with the grid. Next, what I want to do is work on the game tagline. So I'm going to show it. And now you can see it is really not in the right position yet. So we're going to actually create a style and work on the style. Again, we're going to go to the grid and set up the column to be 4 and the row to be 2. And then again, the alignment will towards end. And also, I'm going to work on the same thing, the layout. So I'm going to work on the margin. So I'm going to set up the top to be 0 and bottom to be 0. Looks good. Now, next, I want to make the tagline a little bit larger. So what I want to do is I'll go to text and change the font size to be 18 pixels. Okay, so now the tagline is readable. So we've done the game title, game tagline. Next, we're going to work on the settings. So we're going to turn on the settings, and then which contains all the game buttons and so on. But first, let's actually create a property for the settings. And same thing, we're going to actually set up the setting column to be 2 and the row to be 4. All right. Now we actually see the setting is actually in the pretty good position. And we're going to work a little bit more on the buttons. So we see there are two buttons, start a game, stop the game. What I want to do is I want to actually defining a button class so I could apply the style onto the buttons with just all the buttons inside that class. So what we could do is we create a class for these two buttons. So first, let me unselect everything. And then I could actually just choose the two buttons I want to work with. Okay, so now I select the two buttons. I'm going to use the HTML attributes panel to actually create a new class by using the add class name button here. So the button will be called game buttons. Now we have created again buttons for these two buttons. Let's go back and start more. So we can actually notice we create a style rule from element class this time. And the class we want to work with is called gain buttons. Okay, very nice. Now we're going to actually still continue work on the buttons. Go back to the CSS properties. And what we're going to do is we're going to actually change the size of the buttons. So we want to make it 100% the width, and the height we want to make it 40 pixel size. Okay, and we want to make the bottom margin, which is belong to the layout, to be 10 pixels. Okay, let's just type 10 pixels. Done. Okay. I think our button looks much better now. Now I'm gonna actually go back and adding a little bit more things into it. For example, I'm gonna actually adding one more row here. So let me actually just add something like this. I'm gonna actually go back to the stat and show where the stat is. We're gonna apply some CSS onto the style. So what we wanna do is we wanna set up the grid column to be 2 and the row to be 5. Okay, and also we're going to work on a little more about all the time display. Okay, so let's work on that. Let's expand the stats, go to the time display. What I want to do is I'm going to actually work on the class called values from the time display. I'm actually going to change the font size of that display. So let me go to the font size and set 40 pixels. Now the time looks more readable and everything is aligned pretty well. Next, what I want to do is I actually want to do the game board. So let's go to our game board. Let's show it. And then again, we're going to actually create a style and apply the style onto it. We're going to work on the grid. So the column will be 4. And then the row will be 4 as well. And we want to make sure the grid row spans for 2 rows. Alright, looks nice. Now we have actually positioned each grid cell with the right content, align them well with a nice positioning by applying the appropriate CSS properties.